Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Frank Schwindel, the Cubs, joining us now. Frank, how do you enjoy a day off? I know you need one.
No, busy day today, but, it's nice to have a day off once in a while.
You know what, Frank? Looking at your record of Major League Baseball with Oakland and Kansas City and Detroit before coming to the Cubs, you really put up some pretty good numbers everywhere. It just seems like you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Is that how you see it?
I think so. I feel like I was always ready to, for a chance to see what I can do at this level. And, finally got it with the Cubs last season. And, started off awesome and, picking it up from there these last couple of weeks. So hopefully getting back to that pretty soon. But, yeah, just happy to, get a consistent opportunity right now.
How about last week when you and Patrick Wisdom back-to-back home runs on consecutive days, but in the reverse order, the 2 days. What do you guys talk about before you're coming up in an inning? I mean, do you kind of have a conversation with, okay, you get on, I'll follow up with something, or how do you guys approach it?
Nothing like that, but I told him a couple days earlier. I said, how about we start going back to back? That'd be pretty cool. And then it finally happened, and then it happened again, and it was fun. So it was good to see him. I think he had homers in pretty much every game of the team that week, but he made it easy to back it up, and then vice versa. But it's more fun, and hopefully we got some more of that coming.
Yeah. Hey, forget Brizzo. We got Schwistem. Have the marketing people come to you with ideas for that, Frank?
We got one T-shirt out right now. But, yeah, like I said, hopefully we stay hot and more people jump on board.
last year, you had the great hot streak in the second half after you joined the Cubs last season. This season, you got the word you were being sent to Iowa, and then you never actually got there, right? Kind of take us through what that 24 hours was like for you.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Obviously not the ideal start I wanted to this year. They said the plan was, send me down and, get some at-bats for the week or so and have, some low-pressure at-bats right there just to get the timing down and, start making some better consistent contact. But luckily they called me that same night saying I was flying out to San Diego, so there was no time for adjustments. It was time to go. So, trying to lock in on my process and my approach, and I think it's been way better since. So I figured not necessarily a wake up call, but time to get it going.
But weren't you at a tire store or something?
So yeah, the plan was to drive to Iowa that night, but I had a flat tire, so it was Mother's Day and a Sunday, so all the shops were closed. So I was going to wait and go the next morning and then drive out, and luckily I got the call from Skip and flew out to San Diego that night, so it's a blessing in disguise.
Tire all fixed now, Frank?
Yeah, we're all set now. Our friends at Firestone hooked us up.
All right. So I know you've been swinging the bat pretty well lately. Is it because you're going to right field? Is that what's going on with you?
That definitely helps. When I'm hitting the ball the other way, that means I'm doing a lot of things right rather than, trying to pull everything, trying to, fly open too soon, whatever that may be. But, just seeing the ball a little better. Timing's been better. And looking to build off these last 2 weeks.
Frank, maybe you can help me. I play 16-inch softball. I used to be fairly good. I haven't pulled a ball in about 7 years. I don't know what is going on with me. I hit the ball right up the middle, sometimes pretty hard, but everybody knows I'm going there. So, I got like 5 guys in the middle of the diamond. So my batting average this season, about 126. What should I do? How do I pull the ball? Should I be trying to pull it?
Yeah, I'd either get up on the plate and be a little earlier or just see it a little deeper, just to, use the whole field rather than they're shifting you up the middle, so they're taking away your strength. So you got to make the adjustment and beat them to the other sides of the field.
Now, either that, or I got to get a nail in my tire and go to Iowa or something.
Yeah, that definitely get you going.
I think what he's really asking you, Frank, he wants you to meet him at the cages, give him some personal instruction.
That would be good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, it's got to be fun for you. The affection the fans have for you. How's that feeling, Frank?
Oh, they've been awesome. Even at some of the road games, it's pretty surprising. But there's always people, waiting for autographs and nice things to say, stuff like that, and saying I'm fun to watch and they're rooting for me. So it's been great. I know it wasn't an easy situation to come into after losing a bunch of their favorite guys, but it's been awesome. Just the support I've been getting, and a lot of fans here.
All right, so this weekend, correct me if I'm wrong, you played in the series on the south side last year, right, against the White Sox. You were up for that.
Right.
Yeah, so this will be your... But now you've had a little taste of the Cubs-Sox rivalry. What are you expecting this weekend when you go south to take on the White Sox?
Definitely expecting to see some beers thrown and some punches thrown in the stands. I don't condone it, but I feel like that's been a common theme every time we head that way or they come to us.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we keep it clean out there. Maybe just some trash talk, but it's been fun.
We love.
I think that was my first series at Wrigley. It was a packed stadium last year, and mm-hmm. it's just a really special how passionate the fans are in Chicago.
Well, they love your blue-collar attitude. Frank Swindell, have fun this weekend, and the fans will be lining up to see you at AU Sports on Dempster and Morton Grove tonight between 6 and 7. Have a good time, Frank. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks, guys.
All right, enjoy your day off. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Great honesty, candor. What are you expecting? Beer's thrown, punches thrown.
Not hard to figure out why he's become a quick fan favorite.